many have some sort of a retirement plan? We're taught now that, well, and you know, I guess I'm really looking for one investment, and if I live long enough, I'm praying that money will be there when I'm really old. But there's only one place that we make our investment. Amen?
Amen.
It's in the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The retirement plan is out of this world.
Amen.
But we're taught, and even in Crown, we're taught to now take some of this and put it for the future, for the retirement. So in our retirement plans, we have something, and I'm going to take a guess at it, most of us have something like mutual funds. We have something in place where we invest our money with the idea that it will make money, and that helps our retirement plan. Am I close? Most of what we have is mutual funds, or at least that's what we have. I'm not the big Wall Street guru type that takes everything and puts it in one stock and a week later reap the benefits from that. I don't know that much. But the idea of mutual funds is this. You invest your money into a company that is an investment company, and then they invest this money for you. And they invest it over a wide spectrum of stocks for a very interesting purpose. I think Crown says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's okay, now my investment spread over a large group of companies. That way, if something happens to one company or one area of the economy, I'm not going to suffer the great big loss because I got money invested over here. That's the idea of stocks, and especially stocks within a mutual fund. This morning, I want to talk about stocks. But I want to talk about your stock. I want to talk about your value. What's it worth? As I see us, as I see people in the Christian world, there's basically two ideas out there. One is that we are undervalued. And the other idea is that we're overvalued. And I start to look at that and I go, wait a minute, that really applies to us. The idea of undervalue is that I'm not worth much. The idea of undervalue is I'm worthless. We call that whole thing just something that's very common in today's world. We call it low self-esteem. I'm not good for anything. I'm worthless. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt subpar? I am subpar. I can tell you it's a real easy thing to do if you start to compare yourself with Billy Graham. I'll never be like him. Well, God's not called you to be like him. But we start comparing ourselves and we can feel undervalued. We can get this thing called low self-esteem. I'm not worth anything. There's another tendency in this world, and the world pushes this one more than the Christian world does. It's the idea of overvalue. I am something. Matter of fact, I am fantastic. The world should center around me. So there's two tendencies in people. It's we either undervalue ourselves or we overvalue ourselves. Really, people don't like to hang around with either one of those groups. If you get someone who is caught in low self-esteem, most of the time you don't want to be around them. And if you catch yourself with somebody who's got high self-esteem and they really puff themselves up, you don't really like to be around them either. I want to take a look this morning at how we should look at ourselves. Would you turn to Psalm 8? Only 9 verses. But I think looking at this psalm should give us our proper value. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength. Because of your adversaries, to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. Verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you should take thought of him? And the Son of Man, that you care for him. Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes through the paths of the sea, our Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That passage, that simple psalm that David is writing, tells us how we should be looking at ourselves. It's if you took a cost appraisal of your value, you should find it here in Psalm 8. Now, the first tendency that people have is to devalue themselves. I'm not worth this. I'm undervalued. I'm no good. I'm of no value. We even get to a place where we say, I'm worthless. Low self-esteem is not what a Christian should be standing on. We find lots of times that we don't stack up to maybe someone else, and we go, well, I have no value. You do have value. Never undervalue yourself. Never say, I'm worthless. Look at verse 5. Yet you have made him a little lower than God. Do you realize what God has done for you? You have made him, that's you, a little lower than God. Now think about this. Where is God? I mean, in your concept of who is awesome and the best thing ever, it has to be God. And he sits up there in majesty. Where do you place yourself? I'm worthless? Look at what David's writing. Where would you place yourself? Can you say I'm worthless? Look where God has placed you. A little lower than he is. Now, if God is sitting up there in majesty, how much value do you have? You're just a little bit lower than he is. You're not God, by the way. But look at this. He has placed you just a little bit lower than who he is. And you crown him with glory. And you have majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. How can we possibly say, I'm worthless? I'm of no account. Look what God considers you. He has placed you in majesty. and He has placed all things under your feet. We have a tendency to say I'm worthless, and God says, well, wait a minute. I created you. We also have a tendency sometimes to overvalue ourselves. And the world, I think, has a big voice in this, is that, well, you are something fantastic. And, oh yeah, I am. There's a humanistic side here that, oh, how awesome mankind is. And we can get to the point where we can start saying, I am something fantastic, by the way. Now, to be quite honest, how many of you like to hang around with those people? How many like to hang around with people who say, I am fantastic, look at me? You don't want to be around them, do you? Because, first of all, you really see them for who they are. You know they're not that fantastic. Don't overvalue yourself either. As much as we can tend to say I'm worthless, lots of times we go, I'm something. Look at verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? You see, you can't get puffed up, because God put all that stuff into place. I have value because God gave me that value. Don't overvalue who you are either, because above you sits God Himself. Notice this verse. Verse 5, yet you have made Him a little lower than God. Your version may say something else. Your version may say angels. Let me clue you in. The actual translated word there is a Hebrew word called Elohim, which means supreme God. Angels can fit there, but I don't believe it's the correct thing to put there. I do know Elohim means supreme God. He placed me right just a little bit below Him. Don't undervalue yourself. Don't ever say I'm worthless or I'm of no account, because God gave His Son for you. You're of great value. Don't puff yourself up either. As I was starting to, I went over this morning and I'm going, wait a minute. Who's this psalm written by? Look, you may even have a subtitle there. It says, for the choir director. So they sang this one. For the choir director. A psalm of David. And as it was already up on the screen, what was David famous for? We learned from Bible school that David was a stinky little shepherd boy. But that boy could play. That boy was so awesome in music, he was brought before the king. We know this about David. He had an awesome musical ministry. If you can quiet someone, God's working through you. And I started to think, I wonder what David's attitude was as a stinky little shepherd boy. I wonder if he was ever out there going, why, I ain't ever going to amount to much. Look at me, I'm a shepherd. And God says, wait a minute. I don't care what you do. I'm looking at your heart. You're of great value. I think maybe David had the tendency to undervalue himself. But then David rises up and realizes his value before God. There was another person that I think we may look at that would maybe have, well, he did. He overvalued himself. Now, we think maybe that he had something to do with music, although it's quite a debate as to whether he really did or not, but I know this. Don't angels sing and raise God up? I mean, look at Revelation. I mean, look at what's taking place before the throne of God. Now, this guy was involved with music because at least at some point he was there. But you see, he started to overvalue himself, thinking that he was something that he was not. We would call him, it was Lucifer. Look, I will become like the Most High. You see, we're going to get in a destructive place if we undervalue ourselves, because God put me where I am. I am of great value, a pearl of great price, because God said, I created you. You're awesome. Well, we can't puff ourselves up either. That's destructive. Look what it did to Satan. We need to understand our perspective. We need to understand our value is, I am awesome. When it comes to verse 9. When you start to get times of I'm of no value, or you start to get times of I'm pretty awesome, look at verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You know, if we take a real good cost appraisal of us, we recognize this, I am awesome. I am of great value because God says I'm of great value. Don't get in a place where you say, I'm awesome and I really don't need God. You may end up like in the same position that Satan did. How's your stock doing today? Any troubles with low self-esteem or I'm not really worth much? Better look at the passage. God says, you're of great value to me. I placed you just a little bit lower. And I honestly believe that there's just one sin. Just one. I think everything that we get into falls underneath just one sin. I think that sin is pride. We need to recognize that God created us. Not the other order. When we need to get the proper perspective, look at verse 9 and say, praise God, He's God. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Gentlemen, would you make your way up? I like communion. It's a terrific time of just spending some real personal time with the Lord. Just personal time with the Lord. I mean, we've been at a sermon and praise and worship, and we've worshiped corporately together. And we'll fellowship corporately. We're all going to be here. But in the midst of that corporate time of worship, would you pull yourself away with the Lord? Just spend some precious time with Him. Be in prayer. Scripture says to examine ourselves. Would you take a look at yourself? You've already done somewhat of a cost appraisal and say, hey, Lord, how valuable is this stock? Have I done anything to take the price down, the value down?